So in the UK, this is going to be a pretty sad story, but we've started to legalize rape.
Have we?
Yeah. It's a pretty weird one.
Where do we go to protest the legalization of rape?
The College of Policing, presumably, because this isn't an act of parliament.
Look, I've been called many things, but I'm not in favor of legalizing rape.
Yeah, the parliamentarians didn't do this. Right, okay. Not the MPs. It's not their fault. It's not the old EU.
I did wonder why Jess Phillips was voting in favor of this.
She didn't do that one. The European Court of Human Rights haven't put this on us.
Right, okay.
Instead, it's the British Bobby who has decided that rape should be legal, provided, of course, that the rapist says sorry.
Oh, right. I thought you were going to say provided they're wearing a pride flag.
No, of course.
But that's so, inevitable and coming soon.
We'll start off, because this is obviously tied into equality and diversity as well. Mm-hmm. So we start off with Essex police here, decided to come out the other day with their racial pride flag and racial pride flag pins on their shirts there, saying, "We celebrate diversity by raising the progress flag outside for Pride Month to honour those who came before us and championed equality. We value difference. Hashtag police in pride."
Value difference, but champion equality. Mm. But that means everyone's the same.
Don't try and make them think about it. They've got enough on their minds. I mean, these are the kind of people who legalize rape. But they end this off with a threat, saying, "We're monitoring our posts. All hate crime will be reported and investigated."
Oh, thank God.
Good thing to keep in mind. They take hate crime very seriously. That will still be investigated. That will still be reported. That will still be carrying a punishment. Whereas rape, not so much. If we go to the next one here, we have Dan from Voice of Wales, who perked my interest in this, as you can see here, with a clip from Mark Stein on GB News, mentioning the fact that 870 paedophiles and grooming gangs will not be charged with child rape in the UK because they have apologised. This is the solution the police came up with to the grooming gang crisis, which is, did they say sorry? Well, nothing to do with me, Governor. It's all sorted itself out. Don't worry about it. This isn't a joke either. This is genuinely
I'm trying not to laugh, but it sounds like a joke.
I mean, it sounds like Brass Eye.
Yeah, I was going to say, it sounds like a Brass Eye skit. It's like, well, you know, police have let them off because they apologised.
But why did you believe him? Well, he said, "I'm very sorry."
That's exactly what it sounds like.
He's unbelievable. Like, this man's been good. So,
that can't be true.
Cut the next link. We have it, which is the Mirror. Have the story here. The socialist outlet are the ones picking up on this, amazingly. So, furious. Victims furious.
Oh, right. So, it's not like they consult with the victims, and the victims were like, "Look, I'm taking Johnny Depp as an inspiration here, and I'm just going to forgive and forget." They were like, "No, we asked the rapists."
Yeah, they asked the rapists their opinions, and their opinions were worth more.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Victims furious as police forces let off 870 sex offenders after they say sorry. I mean, I love the opening line here.
I just don't understand how that's acceptable.
It's not. I mean, nothing about this makes any kind of sense, but it is a true story, it seems. So, some 870 sex offenders, including 5 child rape cases, have been dealt with by community resolution in just 2 years. Perverts have to admit their guilt and apologise.
This is what I do to my children when they steal food from the fridge.
That's what this is for. Not for your kids, but for if your kids decide to steal food from Tesco's fridge.
Yeah.
And then got
you
caught.
Take them back there, you make them apologise, and you make sure, you know, that they say they won't do it again.
We don't, you know, then we don't give them a £50 fine or a criminal record, yeah. You know, some stupid kid, to shoplift something, go on your way.
But you get your child to admit the guilt that they stole the cookie and apologise, and then that's the punishment.
Whereas Abdul, who's been engaging in rape of children, he said sorry as well, so ipso facto, he did nothing wrong as well.
I mean, what's the difference?
This is the conclusion the police came to. I love the opening line here from whoever authored this. Just says, quote, "Police are letting off sex offenders if they say sorry." I mean, again, it's like we're reading the Babylon Bee. This is a real newspaper in the UK, for foreigners might not know.
Oh, yeah, it's old as well. You know, the Mirror is around since I was a child. You know, this is not new, like, leftist outlet. I mean, it is a leftist rag. But what I love about this, it kind of implies that there's a certain percentage of the rapists who are like, "I'm not saying sorry."
I'll take the 12 years, thank you very much.
I just want to know how many said refused to apologise.
Oh, victims are...
But not even get a criminal record.
Victims are asked for their opinion, but official guidance says their view is not definitive. So the victims are asked,
right, okay,
if he says sorry, will you let him go? And if they say, "Well, no, why the hell did you ask me that?"
Yeah,
they say, "Oh, shut up then. Okay, yeah. We'll talk to..." And then move on.
I apologise that we seem to be making light of this as well, but this is just so comically ridiculous. It's hard to believe it's real. Like, it's hard not to just laugh at it because it's just... It's absurd.
Police forces are supposed to use community resolutions only to wind up low-level crimes like shoplifting.
So, Exactly. It was shoplifting, stealing from the fish, raping a child. It basically the same as far as the police are concerned.
Whereas hate crime will be investigated and monitored below this post.
Yeah.
From Essex Police. That's something that will be taken seriously. But shoplifting and rape and, you know, swings and roundabouts, all the kind of same stuff. But policies vary wildly from county to county, as some use it to settle rape, flashing and grooming gang cases.
Okay, I feel that maybe central government might want to step in here and be like, listen, guys, if you rape a child, you can't just apologize your way out of getting a criminal record.
You know the minimum sentence we have in the court? That also applies outside of, as in, like, you can't just say sorry or give him a fine for the rape and be like, well, I've done my job. Like, that's not a resolution.
It's just...
South Yorkshire Police, which was shamed over its bungled Rotherham abuse scandal.
Oh, wow, really?
For years.
Yep.
Used the scheme to deal with the most sex crimes. 78. I, for one, am shocked that the people who permitted the Rotherham grooming gang crisis, and continue to, are the most likely to let people off if they say sorry.
It just amuses me that the police don't see this as a crime.
No, it's just... something that needs to be dealt with in the community, frankly. And the way we deal with that, the lower community tensions. So we make them say sorry, and then the community forgets about the basically race rape.
The industrialized rape of these children and prostitution of these children.
Because the real problem is the feelings we have towards that crime. Not the crime itself, it's the fact that we get upset. Frankly, if we were accepting of these cultural differences, there wouldn't be a problem at all.
But this is
unironically... That's what South Yorkshire Police believe.
If your kid broke your neighbour's window by kicking a football at it, this would be the punishment. You take them over, you sit them in front of the thing and say, I'm sorry, I did it, I won't do it again. And then I'll have to pay for the window.
Officers in Durham, Cheshire and Nottinghamshire all used it for the rape of girls under 13.
Under 13?
Well, they said sorry. What more do you want us to do?
Jesus.
We've got a hate crime to monitor.
I don't know what to say.
Merseyside cops used it to deal with the rape of a girl under 60.
Oh, great.
Police in Norfolk did likewise over the rape of a young boy, and Derbyshire and Devon and Cornwall also used community resolutions for rape offences.
Can you imagine you're 13 years old, and the police like, right, we've got your rapist, and he's got something to say to you, but like, I don't really want to hear anything from him.
And then...
Why would I want to speak to this person?
Mr. Omar said sorry.
Yeah.
And then you turn to the 13-year-old. He said sorry, didn't he? That's much better, isn't it? All right, now on your way.
Yeah.
That's
just unbelievable.
I mean, I remember when you used to say about the grooming gang crisis, like, there was basically gangs of men who are of Pakistan heritage, and they go out and they rape people because they're non-Muslims.
Yeah.
And you told V about all this, and V just went, the police arrest them, obviously.
Yeah, no,
they don't.
They're afraid of being called racist.
And V was just in disbelief of this whole thing.
Yeah.
And then this has come out, which is that...
I'm going to send this to me.
Do you believe it?
Yeah.
I mean, it gets worse every time. Although I love the response. So the response we have here is from the Labour Party. What do you reckon their opinion was of it?
Oh, I bet this is a very progressive policy.
Yeah, so this is Yvette Cooper here for the Labour Party who decided to say...
Yvette Cooper's like, well, society made them do it, you see.
It's an absolute disgrace that under this government, horrific crimes are going on without punishment.
Oh, really, Yvette?
response?
Oh, well, yes, it's those goddamn Conservatives.
Under the Conservative Party this is going on.
Oh, my God. I hate this country sometimes. I hate the Labour Party so much.
I mean, her response, presumably, if it was happening under me as Home Secretary, you know, life is life. Swings and roundabouts. So we get a bit more kinds of curry, and we get a bit more of people saying sorry, and they're moving on with their lives.
Ah, it's just unbelievable.
Under this government, it's too far. Again, this is a left-wing newspaper trying to put her case, presumably.
But she's accusing them of the problem of historic crimes that happened under Labour governments.
Yeah.
Like, is it under this government... who inherited our awful crimes. It's like the Democrats with the Republicans.
Have been there for years.
So, listen, all of this lynching in America was such a problem, what the lynching you guys did. So yeah, the lynching we did.
So since...
Under your watch. it's just so terrible. Like, how could you let us do this?
When it happened under our government, it was fine, but the fact that it's happening under this government is unacceptable.
She may as well be saying, how could you let us do this? How could you let... Like, we're so irresponsible, we should be locked up.
Yeah.
Oh, God damn it. Sorry, Karen.
Since 2020, 7 rape cases, 5 involving children, were dealt with by community resolution, Home Office figures show.
Okay, that's the Conservatives. Why?
And that's the child rapes, remember? And the rapes.
Yeah.
And then we have 414 sexual assaults, 349 on girls and women, and 23 cases of grooming, and 166 of exposure or voyeurism were resolved in the same way a criminal justice source has said, saying... You wonder if it's part of a mission to drive down the costs.
I mean, maybe it is. Well, maybe it is. Okay. What's the other reason?
Firstly, something to mention, which is just when the grooming gangs end up going to prison, you can check this out if you go to the Wikipedia pages for these sort of things. You'll notice that a lot of them don't get rape, as in, like, the rapists don't get rape charges. And you think, well, why is that? Don't we all know they're rapists. And
yeah, yeah. What's the reason?
Because you can't get enough evidence. So what you end up doing is charging them with sexual assault or conspiracy or something else. So a lot of these other cases, I'm obviously suspect at the idea that there's not more, a lot more rapes here that basically have gotten away with, frankly. But then the idea this is all about costs. I mean, what kind of delusion do you have to live under to think this is about cost? This has nothing to do with money. This is about to do with ideology.
Fear.
It's about fear, again. Because if we'll go to the pride budget for the police, as you can see here, this is just, I looked up new jobs that are out there. Remember, that there's a lot of people who are currently employed in, you know, wasting our money. But this one is a new position you can apply for.
Civil service jobs.
Yeah.
$40,000 a year.
Diversity and inclusion specialist, $30,000 to $40,000 a year. This is just one job.
Oh, this is just, I might apply for this. Just, what do you need? Hire browns. Just browns. Just look at their skin. Get brown ones.
I'll be back next week.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, yeah. Call me next time you're hiring. The hell's wrong with you?
I don't know what more they pay for. Presumably to come up with things like, if you ask them to say sorry. Well, yeah.
We've got to resolve these challenges. Okay, well, what about an apology? Like, no one can refuse an apology, because then you're in bad faith, right? So you have to accept the apology.
That is presumably what these people do for their cash. That's the
$40,000 a year.
That's the I believe it's the College of Policing, this position. If we go to the next one, we then have the Ministry of Justice, who are spending out another $36,000 to $47,000 for a diversity and inclusion manager here, who is also
To manage the people who are going to tell you to hire the browns.
So we've had the College of Policing who said hire browns, whereas the MOJ, I don't know, what's his opinion? Something different?
No. Well, hire the browns with the rainbow flags.
Of course.
Ah, this guy.
Another $47,000 well spent. If we go to the next one here, he has a difficult job with, you know, more words there. So he's got an assistant as well, as you can see.
Oh, right, yeah, okay.
Diversity and Inclusion Coordinator and Communications Assistant.
Presumably the one with the colour swatch.
Yep, so the one with the colour swatch.
The browner the better.
There, $30,000 for the colour swatch to stand there. And if we go to the next one here, there is 1,600 search results when I type diversity and inclusion. Presumably it'll be a lot in the descriptions of...
Sure.
Compel yourself.
But let's say it's 10 times per entry. That's still 165 jobs.
All on good salaries.
Of course they are.
There's also just the aspect of, well, as I mentioned, it'll be in the descriptions of, if you work for the state, then you must pledge allegiance to diversity and inclusion. Diversity is a strength.
For anyone who's wondering, the average wage in the United Kingdom is about £24,000 a year.
But then I have to wonder, why, if diversity is a strength, has to be put in as, like, you know, some pledge of allegiance at every job? Do you actually need to hire these commissars?
Well, if they don't, then it won't be.
Yeah. If we get the next one, we then have the fact that I'm just going to mention that all of these police forces, as mentioned, also have very much pride for their pride flags and their pride events, which they take very seriously, and the crimes against the pride community, they take those very seriously. They will come to your house if you dare tweet something in this country, unlike the free Americans, who are still able to do that. And, well, as you can see here, South Yorkshire Police, very happy, support the alphabet community. Can't celebrate this year because of COVID.
If one of the rapists were to rape someone from the alphabet community, would it be a hate crime and therefore something they can't apologise for?
I feel like this is the cat and the toast argument.
Tied in which one lands.
Toast, bread, cat.
Yeah,
I mean, it would just spin and you would see the spinning in the officer's head as he tries to figure that one out.
But it's like, look, okay, but we apologise for rapes, but this child was gay, so that was a hate crime. So, but it was by a brown person, so is it a hate crime? I mean, like, you know, the calculus, like the meme
the
of it.
Watch.
Yeah, like, so it's like, oh no, I'm not sure. Like,
and you can see it happening in real time. Remember, this police force here, they're the ones who used the sorry method for the most sex crimes. Remember, that was the resolution they came up with.
Yeah.
As they celebrate pride. Go to the next one. We have Durham Police, who are tweeting out love is love.
Oh,
furiously.
Really? Love is love. That sounds like something a paedophile would say.
Yeah, they had a man say sorry for raping an underage girl, 13.
And he was like, well, look, love is love, man. I don't know what I'm saying. They're like, well, let this guy go.
That's
get out of here, you little scamp.
I'm very sorry, but love is love, said the rapist. And Durham Police were like, well,
good point.
I did tweet that.
He's got us there.
Go to the next one. We have Cheshire Police, who are responsible for this dimmy here. You may remember.
Yes.
She was like, well, I've got this one, so I'm an ally. you literally have no idea what you're doing, do you?
Okay.
You're an empty head. They let off a rapist.
Oh, did they?
Raped an underage girl at 13 because He said, sorry. If we go to the next one, we have Nottinghamshire Police, who support Pride, as you can see, attending every single Pride they possibly can to dress up and stand in solidarity with the alphabet community, very much taking up their time and effort to make sure that if any crimes happen against such a group, they will clamp down.
They'll be there to get the apologies.
Unless they rape an underage girl at 13, in which case they, well, he said sorry, so we let him go.
But like you said earlier, it is the equivalent of effectively having decriminalised it, because if they're not getting criminal records...
No, that's the best part. They don't even get a record.
Well, it's not the best part, it's the worst part.
Well, yes. But for the rapist, it's the best part.
Well, yeah, for the effort is the best part.
Not only does he get 12 years, not only is he a nonce in law, no, he doesn't even have a record of him doing it.
He's not even the child offender, child sex offenders registry.
Whereas if you commit a non-crime hate incident...
The police have got a record of you.
Against the alphabet, there is a record. Whereas because he said sorry about raping a child, I don't need a record.
You might say to me, look, I'm sincerely sorry.
They won't accept it because it's a political crime.
Right, yeah,
that's what this is about, of
course. It's crime against the regime.
They're not here for crime. Mm. I mean, I don't know how more obvious it has to become until we get that message, frankly. Mm. I mean, I feel like they're just shouting it in our faces.
Yeah, well, I mean...
We got the next one. We have Merseyside Police, who made this hate crime, war crime, I don't know what to call it. This is a police force that they're rapist DOS, because he raped the 16-year-old girl, and, well, then he said sorry, so they were like, well, fine with that. Whereas, what do they spend the rest of their time with? Because, well, I mean, they don't have time to deal with him. He said sorry.
Yeah.
So
we're busy painting our patrol cars, don't you know?
No, they're busy making videos like this. Let's play.
I pledge to uplift and inspire people of all gender identities. I've marched in Pride with Pride for a number of years and will continue to do so in uniform representing Merseyside Police.
I pledge to increase inclusivity by challenging negativity in all its forms.
I pledge to continue to promote pronoun awareness.
I pledge to encourage colleagues to use gender-neutral terms.
I pledge to continue to support the LGBT plus community within Merseyside.
I pledge to reduce hate crime across the whole of Merseyside and ensure our workplace is a caring and compassionate one for all my LGBTQ colleagues.
Right, I mean, so Liverpool's gay. Got it.
I feel like I'm being run by gangsters.
Gay gangsters?
Well, they're not even gay gangsters. They're just alphabet gangsters, right? I mean, it's got nothing to do with homosexuality. I mean, you saw there the what was it, the chief constable of inclusion, respect, and tolerance. Yeah. Who cares? Some stupid-ass line. He's probably being paid 50 grand. I mean, these individuals are part of a police service that let rapists off because they said sorry, and yet spend their time doing this.
I just can't. I mean, that first one, man, is what an absolute clown show.
But I'd rather have the triads in charge.
Yeah.
I feel like they deal with the rapists more than these people.
The Taliban do.
Yeah.
The Taliban, like Bakabazi, we don't think so.
I mean, frankly.
The so police are like, well, hang on a second. Have we considered just a sincere apology? The Taliban, like, what?
I mean, honestly, what moral stature do we even have in the world against the Taliban if we can't even solve this and we're being run by these people?
Taliban are better on being opposed to child molestation than the Merseyside police.
Yeah. Well, not just them, of course. Goes for all the other police services I mentioned who are all making time for Pride.
Yeah.
The holiest month of year. If you go to the next one here with the ITV, this is amazing. South Yorkshire Police defends the use of community resolutions. This is going to be good, isn't it?
Yeah, I want to hear what the justification was.
Let's see what the possible justification for legalising child rape was by the police. South Yorkshire Police said that none of its 78 community resolutions had been handed out in the two-year period in relation to an allegation of rape. So, okay, you only did it for sexual assaults.
Right, okay. Well, I mean, that's not as bad as just making rape legal. But making sexual assault legal might also be a bit of a problem.
The other police force have. Like, that's definitive. You know, the Home Office data shows that they did that. Whereas South Yorkshire Police are the only ones saying, whoa, we may have done it the most, but we didn't do it for rape. Everyone else did that, not us. We would never fall that low.
Okay, well, that's a start.
We just ignore the rapes instead because, you know, our constituency is Rotherham.
Yeah, we don't record those.
We don't need them to say sorry because we don't catch them. That's their response. Okay, great. Quote from a spokesman. We treat all reports of sexual assault seriously.
We go out there and we get that apology within the month.
We work real hard for that apology. And the victims are very thankful for our apologies that we get them. And then we move on. I don't know if they meet up again. There's no restraining order, obviously, because they're not going to court. So if they do meet up again...
Yeah, exactly. No restraining order. No legal mechanism. at all. They're not on any kind of watch list. They're not, you know, they
don't even have a criminal record. We don't even know who he was on the system. We look up his name again. He's done nothing before.
I mean, he could literally just apply to a primary school.
I mean, I don't know what
be a teacher.
I don't know what happens when he gets caught, let's say, in a magical world in which rapists are caught and taken to court, and we put him in court. He'll be his first offence. Because his previous offence didn't give him a criminal record because he said sorry.
It's just absolutely mad.
We take these reports very seriously. But on occasion...
Why? They're not crimes.
On occasion, community resolution is an opportunity to divert offenders away from the criminal justice system. Yeah, it is.
You got us there.
I mean, what the fuck am I reading?
Why would that be desirable, South Yorkshire Police?
Again, it's like the Babylon Bee. It just made this... This is a spokesman for the police in our country. Well, we divert them from the criminal justice. Yeah, you do. And provide an effective, efficient, and proportionate resolution.
Right. So, yeah, okay, this guy did just diddle a preteen girl, but it's proportionally resolved by him simply saying sorry?
Yeah. He gave us
don't want him in the criminal justice system, say the police.
Cost money.
It was their paperwork, I imagine, yeah.
There is also growing evidence that early intervention and diversion can be highly effective at preventing reoffending and increasing victim satisfaction.
Reoffending, but he's not in the criminal justice system, didn't do anything wrong.
We don't know if he ends up in court again, it'll be his first offence. That doesn't make any sense. You don't keep a criminal record of him, so how do you know?
And is there a limit to the number of sincere apologies one child rapist can give before he becomes a part of the criminal justice system?
I don't know, I think it's infinite.
Well, exactly. Like, look, Abdul, this is the fifth time this week. It's like, no, but I'm really sorry this time.
Right, this time. This is the time.
I don't want to come back here next week, Abdul.
But don't worry. We have evidence that this increases victim satisfaction. Whatever.
I just don't believe you.
Who takes any of this?
God.
And then what's the response? What's the response to these kind of things going on in the UK? I mean, this country, I mean, Hell World gets used a lot by people online. But I mean, this really is it. We legalise rape for equality and diversity. And so what's the debate going on in the Parliament right now to think maybe we should clamp down on the College of Policing and, you know, put the knee on its neck because it's clearly needing to be put down? No. You can see here, Active Patriot, who's an account that documents this sort of thing. Labour MPs decided to, well, quote, hope not hate.
Oh, brilliant.
A new reading of a bill. Presumably hope not hate are standing against legalising rape. No.
Just for anyone who's wondering, I happen to be in Hope Not Hate's latest State of Hate document for not believing that a transgender person is the opposite sex.
That's
specifically
enough. And, well, you're going to get locked up, presumably.
Right. Yeah.
This is the Labour MP's position, that this is something that needs to be stamped down on. Let's play.
Listen knows about the important work Hope Not Hate are doing in monitoring key far-right figures, and I pay tribute to them in the excellent work that they do. Yeah. Many of them self-define as journalists and could seek to exploit this loophole in the bill and propagate hate online. Some of the most high-profile and dangerous far-right figures in the UK, including Stephen Yaxley Lennon, also known as Tommy Robinson, now class themselves as journalists. There are also far-right and conspiracy theory so-called news companies, such as Rebel Media and Urban Scoop. These
Rebel.
Both replicate mainstream news publishers, but are used to spread misinformation and discriminatory content. Many of these individuals and organisations have already been deplatformed for consistently breaking the terms of service of major social media platforms.
Holy terms of service.
But this exemption could see them demand their return and their return be allowed.
Based.
So the bad man, Rebel Media, Ezra Levant... People like him, they're
known what? Holocaust denier? What's Ezra Levant done wrong?
He is
apart from being a patriot,
he is exposing stories like this. This is, you know, what they're known for, basically, is showing up the regime for what it is, and the demonic hell world we live in. And they're the ones that need to be dealt with. That's the thing on the parliamentarian's mind, not the legalization of rape by the College of Policing and the police services throughout this country.
Is there a single feminist left in this country, just out of interest? I mean,
I'm
opposed to feminism, but like, I didn't realize my victory was so complete.
I mean, even Posey Parker, none of them define themselves as feminists. This is what it now entails as well, frankly.
Yeah.
Because if you buy on to the alphabet worldview, you end up running into this as well, apparently, which is Happy Pride Month, folks, I suppose.
Thank you for watching. If you enjoyed that segment from the podcast Lotus Eaters, you can become a member and find all of our premium content on lotuseaters.com, including this premium video, Why Feminist Immigration Policy Will Save the West, by Callum. If you're interested in following Callum on social media, you can find him on Getter at Callum. Thank you and goodbye.